Why Buddha didn't teach about supernatural powers. A divine lesson from Master Patana. A devoted follower once asked, if supernatural powers truly exist, why didn't Buddha teach about them? Supernatural abilities are an inherent part of every individual. However, they are unteachable, just like any other virtuous trait. One cannot teach someone to be good until they have recognized their true nature. It is only after the ego has been relinquished that one's virtuous qualities can shine through. Being good is not a choice, for if it were, the darker side of the person would still exist due to the mind's comparative, dualistic nature. Similarly, supernatural abilities are a byproduct of the mind and body awakening in perfect harmony. This state of alignment can only be achieved when one's ego is fully conscious. If supernatural powers were the goal of Buddha's teachings, people would lose interest in true spiritual attainment, and the unconscious ego state would become stronger. Enlightened beings understand that it is far more crucial to master the mind and body than to seek supernatural powers. One must comprehend that it is impossible to attain true supernatural abilities without first mastering the mind and body. Therefore, it is utterly pointless to even mention them. The idea that supernatural abilities cannot be taught is one that has been echoed by many spiritual teachers throughout history. It is a notion that suggests that these abilities are not something that can be acquired through learning or intellectual understanding, but rather something that arises naturally as a result of an individual's spiritual awakening. Many people are intrigued by the idea of supernatural powers and are drawn to spiritual practices that promise to help them develop such abilities. However, the truth is that supernatural powers are not the end goal of spiritual practice. In fact, many spiritual teachers would argue that the pursuit of such powers is a distraction from the true aim of spiritual practice, which is to achieve a state of inner peace and enlightenment. It is important to understand that supernatural abilities are not something that can be acquired through force or willpower. They are a natural manifestation of the awakening process that occurs as an individual progresses along the spiritual path. The idea is that as a person becomes more aware of their true nature and begins to live in accordance with their inner being, supernatural abilities will arise naturally. It is also important to note that the development of supernatural abilities is not the primary goal of spiritual practice. Rather, it is a byproduct of spiritual growth. The true goal of spiritual practice is to achieve a state of inner peace and enlightenment, which is a state of being that is free from the limitations and constraints of the ego. In order to achieve this state of inner peace and enlightenment, it is necessary to cultivate a deep understanding of the nature of reality and the nature of the self. This requires a great deal of inner work, including practices such as meditation, self-reflection, and self-inquiry. As an individual progresses along the spiritual path, they may begin to notice certain changes in themselves. They may become more sensitive to the energies around them, or they may begin to have intuitive insights into the nature of reality. These are all signs that the individual is progressing along the path and that their spiritual awareness is deepening. However, it is important to note that the development of supernatural abilities is not the goal of this process. Rather, it is a byproduct of the individual's spiritual growth. The focus should always be on cultivating a deeper understanding of the nature of reality and the nature of the self, rather than on the acquisition of supernatural abilities. Furthermore, it is important to understand that certain supernatural abilities are not necessarily a sign of spiritual advancement or enlightenment. In fact, they can sometimes be a hindrance to spiritual growth. This is because the development of such abilities can sometimes lead to an increase in egoic tendencies, as individuals become attached to their abilities and begin to identify with them. In order to avoid this pitfall, it is important to maintain a sense of detachment from any supernatural abilities that may arise. This means not becoming attached to them, not identifying with them, and not using them for personal gain or egoic purposes.